This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Rock on, I said rock on. Oh, that's a good way to start.
So good.
Did you run out there and crank that up in the...
I did.
Yeah. I was like, yeah! Okay.
I always ask Alex, what Van Halen song is there? Okay.
Uh-huh. You know, there's... Is it one that's going to get me juiced up and ready?
Yeah, not the crappy one.
Or some crappy one. There's a couple in there. I'm just like, not that one.
Come on, man.
Come on, Jane, go a little deeper.
Well, she doesn't...
I know.
She doesn't do rock and roll.
She does. She does goth, baby.
She probably knows more about rock than you think. I'm sure she's just like... Van Halen on my Alice.
That's right. That is correct.
That's right, Jane.
It must be Friday.
It was our Alice before it was yours.
Yeah. We had this Alice for
Alice
a long time.
Alice does not friend hop, okay?
Yeah. Alice is super good friends with us.
Yikes.
She'll play what we want.
That's right.
Love her. Anyway, good morning, everyone. It's that special day. It's that special time of week again. It's F Day. It's our weekly holiday. Oh, it smells so good. I smell the stink of you Friday. Let's get that on me. Come on.
That's the one stank you want on you.
Yeah. Give me a little Friday lap dance. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
some of that
like
Pearl
that?
Jam.
You're right.
You guys suck.
Oh, that's a good one. Anyway, oh my God, I have the craziest weekend coming up. I'm so excited.
Did Rick come in last night?
I haven't seen him yet. I heard him snoring.
You did?
Yeah. He doesn't climb in between you and John?
He doesn't. No.
That's weird.
I know. We have a nice big bed, but we've got that wall, what do you call it? Kilimanjaro. Between the two of us. So there's just not a lot of room for him.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, so he's couch surfing in our studio.
And he let you bone his girlfriend, but you won't let him bone your husband?
Oh, they can do whatever they would like, but just not in my bed. I'm sure that they have no... He's one of the people I've known the longest in my life. He's so great. I just love him. I can't wait to see him. I'm going to go to our
Christmas party.
Christmas party, our company Christmas party, and then I'm going to jet home and go see him.
Does he stay in touch with Bad Rick?
Yeah, there's a few people in touch with Bad Rick. Bad Rick has I don't want to say too much about
I'm not
Bad
trying to ask you about that. I'm trying to ask you, does he stay in like
well, listen,
you're not, but
I
he
am.
Is?
Bad Rick texts me all the time.
Oh, he does?
I just don't answer.
Oh. You
know, it's wicked sad. I don't really want to. It's
But he's
super
in touch
sad.
With them. They talk.
I'll find out for you. But I think yes, if Bad Rick is
they live in the same
general area. They live in New England. I think Bad Rick lives in he might live in Massachusetts now. He was living in New Hampshire for a while, in Cowhampshire.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, he's here and I'm super excited and Tommy Igo is going to lower himself to play with us this weekend.
Right.
And I know. So we got to be
legit.
Is he at her
weekend.
House?
What's that?
The party? Is it at Danielle's?
It's at, she rented a club in Mill Valley. Just, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's, nice. It's. I don't want to say where I am.
I know.
I just don't know how much I'm supposed
you know
to
what?
Say.
I didn't even open the invite. I just told her, sorry, can't make it.
I'm sure it'll be dark. It's actually
exactly.
A very dark club.
That's my
You're
thing.
You're awfully cagey this morning.
I'm not trying
problem?
To be cagey.
What's your address? You won't tell us that either. What's wrong
well,
with you?
22 Go to Hell Street.
God.
Well, I don't know how much I'm supposed to reveal about this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I never know. I always say too much. You know that. I'll tell you where it is.
Actually, I think all of us have gotten way better about that.
I agree.
In fact, you're better by far than...
You know,
I used to be able to get stuff out of you. Now you're just like, zip.
Well, you know, the thing is, I really, as I've matured, I've learned...
I was thinking you get in trouble enough. You gotta learn.
You do. I know. There's just so many things that have come out that I'm just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Joe!
Why? Joe!
Edit!
Why did I say that? Like, the minute it's coming, even as it's coming out of your mouth, you're going, oh, no, no, why am I giving these wolves this nugget? They're going to tear
it apart. Here's
why.
I'll tell you why. There are moments, flashes on this show of brilliance, mostly dating farther back. But it's because those things that come out and the look on everyone's face and the reaction, it's just so short-lived when all of the fallout and the collateral damage and all the things that come out of that, you just go, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, right. In the end. Well, it was. Here's the rub is always that as much as the torturous things that happen to each of us on this show, you get that they're only happening to you and everyone else is really enjoying it.
Eating it up.
Like it's, so it is worth it from that standpoint. Your discomfort, my discomfort, Vinny's discomfort, everybody's discomfort is worth it because of the legs that these things have. So, but the thing is, I've become more careful. Like my kids have actually taught me, you talk too much about me. And so I try not to give my friends personal details. And, you know, when I'm talking about a friend of mine who had whatever procedure or does this or that. Like, you know what I shouldn't do? Say which friend I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You guys, I could tell you off the air and stuff. But, you know, people don't need to be famous on my show.
Damn it.
They didn't sign up for that.
They didn't sign up for that.
It's the drive home that I'm going.
Oh, my God.
As soon as
sometimes those are the worst.
Oh,
it's the
God.
Worst half hour of my life.
Yeah.
I'm like.
You just during the show, you're just all blah, blah, blah. You're all in it.
I know.
But then when you're alone in the car,
you start reliving moments.
The first time I hated cell phone technology was after I had talked with you about donating sperm.
Yes.
And I'm on the phone for, I forget where I was driving to, somewhere down south, but I was on the phone with my girlfriend at that time forever as she chewed me out. Because she can't believe that there's going to be, she's supposed to be the mother of my kids. Now there's possibly kids out there that, and I'm sitting there going, I don't even know what we're talking about, dude. Like, honestly, I was in so, and I didn't even know how to, I'm like, look, you, I didn't know you.
Yeah.
I was poor.
This was 20 years ago.
I was so beyond broke. You can't understand how broke I was that I was thinking that sounds like a good idea.
Well, I get $40 for it, so
I need to eat. So.
I'd already sold everything I owned. I needed to, you know, these are things, plasma.
Right.
I mean, that's where. Anyway, that's one of those fallout moments where you just go,
I know.
It wasn't worth it. Oh, my God.
Well, and the thing
is,
it's just, we've all learned, because the problem is, too, once you admit something on this show, it becomes public property. Like you can't really walk it back and decide later that you're not going to talk about it. So you have to be really careful about what you decide will be an okay thing for public consumption, mostly you guys' consumption. You know, so you have to be a little more cagey.
So you're saying Good Rick does sleep in bed with you. You just don't want to tell us.
That bottom line is I'm not going to tell you if that's. Yeah. No, he does not sleep in our bed. I heard him snoring from the couch in the studio, which, by the way, oh, my God. We got so much. We went to our storage space and got a bunch of crap out of there yesterday.
You got a storage space, too?
Well, we had to get a storage space because we had to empty two rooms to build the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So we, yeah, I just shouldn't have said that. So we went there and got some of the stuff that we needed, and Jesus Christ, I will never learn. I'll never learn.
You got 5 hours.
Mark down that nobody but her said that.
Yeah,
that was her.
Mark down that that's not for public consumption. It was a mistake that came out of my mouth. So anyway, we go. I get home. We go to Michael's Sourdough. Ding, ding, shame.
Yum, yum, yum.
We split a number three.
The turkey?
Yeah, no onion. Spicy mustard. Said hi to Yole.
And a pickle.
Oh, and a pickle. We each get a pickle because we split it on two plates. And I put potato chips in it, scrunch it down. So that was awesome. So, you know, because of course, when I get home from work, I'm starving.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go right now. So I call him on the way home so he's ready when I get there. We hop in the car. We
go
eat at Michael's. We go over to Richmond to our storage space and pull a couple things out. So that's always fun, right? Like lugging furniture. And
yeah.
Richmond?
Yeah, it's
District?
No, Richmond, California.
Yeah, you have to cross the bridge?
Yeah, it's 15 minutes from our house.
The other bridge.
No problem.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, you just go across the bridge and it's like right there. There's tons of storage units there.
Right.
And so that's where you get,
maybe
where you get
cheaper,
the cheap ones. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Really cheap, yeah.
All right.
They can be so expensive.
Oh, my God. Ours is, I think, like, I want to say it's like $120 a month.
A month.
Which is a ton of money.
Yeah, and like, then time passes by before you know it. You've had crap in there for 3 years.
I know. And the problem is that I'm always like tense when I have a storage space. So I'm looking to get that stuff out of there. I think we need it for another about 6 months. Mm. But anyway, it's, you know, they say you really need to think about what you're going to store, because by the time you stored it for a year,
mm-hmm. you could've re-bought it
could have bought a brand new one of those.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not storing any family heirlooms in there. I think it really is just, it's like a bed and a couple dressers and, you know, there was like an old kitchen table in there.
Some furniture.
Some rugs. And actually some musical equipment that we went and got, because we just didn't have any place to keep it because it's studio stuff. So anyway, we go over there and we're lugging furniture. And we took the cheapest unit we could get to. So it's up on the third floor.
Oh, God.
About 500 feet from the elevator. So we're like lugging stuff down the hallway. That's really fun. And then we're in the rain bringing it out to our car. And then we come back and I freaking hang the curtains back up and we're putting sconces on the wall and we're dragging the rug in and gah, 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 gah. Oh, it's so exciting. And then we moved our couch. I told you I went and got some Lazy Boys, the two ugliest Naugahyde Lazy Boys of all time. About a month ago, I went and bought them.
Were they on sale?
They were a deal, like a two. You got two for the price of one.
That's
or something.
That's a good deal.
It was a good
Lazy
deal.
Lazy Boys are excellent chairs.
They are. Yeah. I don't know.
They can be expensive.
Well, whatever it cost. It was, we get these two chairs. They're coming, I believe they're coming today. So our living, we took all our living room furniture and moved it into the studio. And it's like awesome now. It's like a lounge. So we're sitting in there for like an hour and a half just chatting after dinner last night. I'm like, it's so cozy in here. This is so amazing. And the desk is going to, this legendary desk that John's going to build, which turns out I asked him yesterday. He's like, no, I haven't started it yet. I'm like, but the studio is going back together and we need some place to put the studio stuff.
But he has design in his head, though. It's like super elaborate.
He's been busy, Sarah. Don't you know?
Very
he
elaborate.
He has been.
It changes. Like, you can take one section off and move it to another place so that you can have it for multi-use.
Yeah, by the
You've
way.
Talked to him about this?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
No, Bryn has to consult on it because Bryn needs real estate at my house,
well,
too.
Part of that desk is my area.
Right.
So.
So this friggin' desk. I swear to God, he's been talking about building himself a desk. I'm not kidding you. 3 years this has been going on. I call it the legendary desk because I just do not believe it's ever going to happen. So anyway, he's like, oh, and the desk will be over there. And that's going to be, it's going to be, right now it's a pile of junk. Like the eyesore of the room.
I sit in this room with these two people, specifically this room.
Yes.
Every day, all day, or work day anyway. And I'm still not quite sure the whole dynamic going on here is so strange.
Oh, well, he runs my
side
podcast.
Job thing.
Yeah,
you
I
know.
Got a whole
right.
podcast.
That's what, well, I know, but we're all sitting here going, huh?
Yeah.
You have real estate in her house?
Well, I have to. I mean, in the beginning, I was lugging over tons of equipment every time
every
we were doing a podcast.
Every single time we had to do a podcast.
So what she's trying to do is say, hey, why don't you tell me what you need so you don't have to bring all this stuff.
So he can walk in and we'll have a template ready. He'll hit that template. All those mics will go hot. It'll be
sometimes
be
I
awesome.
Come with three backpacks.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Know? I'd have three backpacks all stacked up like I was going hiking or something. Lay out all my computers. I'm like, John, I need more desk space, please. I need more counter space because
you should see
look
the
at this
little
area.
Table
this,
that we have.
This is how it
now.
Is for me. So I want kind of like that setup too, so I can restore something and I can also record and look at the backup. You know how it is.
Yeah, Bryn works for me.
I really do.
Well,
we're all coming to that realization together right now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So
all
he's
right.
got to have his. He has consulting rights on the. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Will you be doing your own podcast?
You know, the sky's the limit, really. She's got a lot going on, and I think that Slappy's going to try to make things happen. So,
will you be doing your own podcast?
I think if I can find time to do my own podcast, then maybe I will.
Well, what would you do it on? Like, Cooksel One?
I mean,
or
I'm not sure yet.
Just like the Life of
There's
Bryn?
There's so many things I'm interested in,
you know?
It's
like Life of Brian, but it's Life of Bryn.
I wouldn't, you don't want to do it solely on Cooksel One.
Oh, no.
You would be like, okay, I'm running out of
maybe
material.
Maybe I can like follow the legs, like follow the story of me trying to get back into shape or something.
Oh, okay.
Like a fitness podcast.
Or you could just produce everybody else's podcast.
Or that,
you,
yeah.
You could sit there
that's
and
pretty
you
much
know,
what,
sip coffee
what the,
while people
plan
are...
is. So, there's so many people like in her surrounding that we can do podcasts on.
I know. There's a lot of people. Vinny, you want to come to my house once a week and do a podcast?
If you didn't live a million miles from my house,
you can
house,
do your family podcast
we would
at
do
my
it
house.
There for sure.
Uzi,
but
you ready
no.
for a podcast? Uzi's reviews.
I would like to do something like that or just a reality show podcast.
Listen, I have a studio set up at my house. I am. You are a private. We got to recruit her. She's got to come and do a podcast at our house.
I feel like it's far for me too.
She's yeah. It is.
That
it's
right.
far.
Farther, yeah.
Poor Bryn. He's you know he's actually the only one who makes any money off of this business because he does get paid to do it, unlike the rest of us. And he, but he's the only one who really has any work to do. Like he has to come up to my house and then you know set everything up, edit the thing, put it up, get, you know drive back down. Oh, I have no business if I don't have Bryn. I have no idea what's happening. I guess maybe John could figure it out. But
oh,
I don't,
John's great.
I don't know.
He could do it all.
Yeah. Well, luckily he has you. Anywho, it's Friday. It's a big Woo! Weekend. I'm going to rock my socks off this weekend. I cannot wait. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait to get home and do it. What's everybody else doing this weekend?
I'm going surfing.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
You're
so
big waves
weekend.
Yeah, surf's up. And I'm going to avoid, well, right now, yesterday, the missus goes, how'd you weigh in? Yeah, I don't know, last time. Because we've been losing weight due to this new diet we're on.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But we're also, and I should say it's probably more specifically me, I find myself starving and going, because there's an In-N-Out.
Oh no.
Moore
oh not an In-N-Out. Oh no.
So I've had like 3 double doubles in the last month. Which isn't a lot, but it is sort
it's
of
more than you normally would
oh,
have.
Oh, I wouldn't have 3 in a year,
I
but
was
it's,
just going to say like in 1 year you wouldn't normally have that.
I wouldn't even have that, right? But it's become like this I got to eat something before I go home cuz when I get home there's no food there that can be
you know. Here's the thing, though. When you're starving, you're burning yourself. Like, I know how you're always talking about you're working out all the time. You're bitching about wanting to lose weight and having a dad bod and stuff, which is totally hot. Johnny brought this, like, device over to our house at the last podcast, and it's called a ketone measurer.
It's like,
it tells you when
your
you're in ketosis, which means...
Which is part of that diet that everyone's on.
So you blow into this thing. It's like a breathalyzer thing. You blow into it, and it tells you... If you're in full burn or if you're, you know, you're on the edge of it or if you're just, you're just burning the carbs that are in your belly. Mm. I bet it would motivate you.
I don't know. Right now we just.
Because you'd be like, I'm burning myself. I'm eating myself right now. You know, I could drive by In-N-Out. I'm just, I got to learn to love the feeling of being hungry.
I just think that's so I've sort of stayed in the 165 range, which is still heavy for me.
I think you were 140 when you got back here. You were so skinny.
No, I was 149.
Here. Oh boy.
So I was just under 150, which is skinny for me, but that's
you were trim.
Between the move and the stuff, it's just too busy to eat. I'd drop what little bit of stuff I was carrying. Mm. But I was running all I did was exercise there. Mm. I didn't have to do anything.
Well, it was
me and my dog.
You had a boring life by design.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Never slept better. Still to this day, haven't slept better than when I lived in
Eugene,
Oregon.
It's just so
busy
around here.
It's just so quiet.
Oh, and the rain pattering on the roof. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus. When you're warm and dry and it's raining outside, there's something about it. It's like a somnolent, you know, just right to sleep.
Now in my house, often.
Oh, my God, there's no sleeping at your house.
Door swings open. Oh, are you in here sleeping? Oh, good night. This is my little 6-year-old. Oh. Good night. I love you. Daddy comes over right to the bedside, gives me a kiss. Good night. I love you. How are you supposed to yell at that?
No, right. You can't.
I know.
But I'm like, you just woke me up. Flung the door open, woke me up.
Yeah.
Came in, kissed me.
You'll believe it or not, you'll miss those
I'll
days.
I'll miss those days, sure.
Because
I've
you'll romanticize them. But in the moment, it's like, I could just reach my hand out and just... I could choke you out. Kid.
So there's no...
They love you so much, and you don't want to reject the love, but, oh, my God, get out of my room.
Mm-hmm.
Just the door fling with the bright lights behind it and the silhouette of a six-year-old.
Angel, it's like the scariest movie ever. Oh, man. I flipped out on my kids once or twice. Like, they would, you know, they'd be coming up to bed an hour or more after I was asleep. And I just like, oh, you are so inconsiderate. And they're like, oh, my. That was when they started hearing, don't wake the monster. Because I'm so nice normally, you know. Uh-huh. And they just, you know. You wake me up, I'm such a bitch. But I haven't been woken up in years, so it worked. The monster's asleep.
It's good that you've been able to do that without feeling...
He one of those kids. It's not my problem.
Like there's permanent damage in your relationship.
Oh, no,
like,
my kids are fine.
There have been times where
They should know that people have their limits, Vin.
What's the term? Clap back? There have been times where a couple times I've just snapped at her like... I watch my language, but I'm letting her know, like, you just
it's
hit
business.
The line,
no,
and we're not...
I think that that's actually an important lesson for kids to learn. When people kowtow to children and give them everything they want and never are mad, never say no, you're not teaching them anything except that whatever I want, I can have, and there are no repercussions. They have to learn that people have lines.
Right.
And...
Sure, boundaries.
Yeah, just, you know, that you can be a source of annoyance. Oh, I'm annoying this person. Oh, I'm cognizant of that. Oh, I'm not going to stop. But I am aware.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? Is Johnny around?
Vinny, no. I mean, he's working. Oh, I might go look at a new car this
All
weekend.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the new car.
But Vinny mentioned In-N-Out, and I was thinking Shake Shack is opening at Hillsdale Shopping Center. They did a new food court. And I haven't been to the new food court, but they're doing a little special media thing on Saturday. And I thought, you know.
You should go to that.
Go check it out.
A little Shake Shack
it's
action.
It's right down the street
Maybe
from
do
you.
A little
Has
shopping.
Anyone eaten there? I've never eaten
no.
at Shake
I haven't.
Shack.
I know.
Is that like the second one? Is there one in Palo Alto?
I ate in Chicago.
You did?
Yeah.
And what's the deal?
Was it?
It was great. It was a really long line, though. So if there's a media thing, you should probably go to that because it's the only time you're not going to have to wait forever for
it. Is it just hamburgers? What is it?
Yeah, it's burgers. Yeah. But I think it's in New York.
Is that where they come from?
I think it's, I don't know, but I know that it's big. People love it.
Yeah, I've
heard of it. There's another one, not at Hillsdale, but there's another one. Maybe it's Valley Fair. I saw the, you know how they block off a storefront?
Yes, coming soon.
And it had a picture coming soon. I want to say it was Valley Fair because I don't know where else I would have seen it, but I've seen one.
Yeah.
So there's a couple going in.
Yeah.
That's the point.
So I might check that.
I want to say they have
one coming soon in the city on Fillmore.
Yeah. So is that the third one?
It was at
Westfield?
The mall right here off Market when I was just there. That's where I saw it.
Yeah.
It's so going really in the food court there.
I want to say there's one near my house. They're like Larkspur.
Larkspur.
Yeah. Marin Country Mart or whatever the hell. It used to be called Larkspur Landing. Now for some reason it's called Marin Country Mart.
I lived there when it was Larkspur Landing.
Yeah. They just changed the name and totally redid the thing.
Maybe someone bought the property.
Maybe. I guess so. Anyway, we're super late. KLC, blah, 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 blah.
Let's do it.
Happy Friday, everybody. KLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.